Welcome to SourceCast. I'm Joey Lombardi. I'm recording this on Saturday morning. It's a Saturday after Thanksgiving. Hope everybody had a happy holiday, had a good couple of days off. The theme of today's podcast is togetherness. It's finding a common ground. It's finding partnership. You see where I'm going with this, don't you? We didn't do a podcast last week, so we're going to cover 2 weeks worth of information, which is pretty good because it actually helps with the theme. So without further ado, let's kick off the show. Now, you may be thinking, oh, we're going to talk about acquisitions and purchases this week because that has been a major theme for your podcast. I'm going to try to steer away from it. We are probably going to talk about Dell. Not the major theme of today's show. It's about strategic partnerships between other suppliers. I'm noticing over the last 6 months, this has been happening much more frequently, specifically in the cloud space. And we did touch on that over the last few weeks, but I want to drill down a little bit more. Microsoft has been making several interesting moves the last few weeks. The deal with Red Hat and enabling Red Hat product and operating system, the intent is to make customers feel like they can get off their product and move it around if they have to. I have my doubts, and I don't know if it's that easy, and we've said that before in the previous podcast. It's a step in the right direction. And having open platforms, which will be available on all of the providers, will certainly make it easier to move. Microsoft is now announcing a partnership with HP Enterprise, or Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. I have to be careful with that. We know that Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, I'm just going to say HPE from now on, HPE is getting out of the cloud hosting space, focusing on their hybrid solution with their own internal equipment, basically. Now they're partnering with Microsoft to sell the Azure platform. So now Microsoft and HPE are selling cloud services together to fill the gap that has been created by HP's lack of cloud offering. The HPE and Microsoft partnership makes sense, but I'm also dumbfounded about why HP and Microsoft don't have another partnership in place, specifically around Windows 10. I have concerns about HP Inc. and their partnership with Microsoft for the operating system. HPE, I keep shifting back and forth, I'm sorry. HPE recently announced a deal where they will help support implementation of Windows 10 desktops. I feel that's a deal that HP Inc. really should have, since they're the people who produce desktops, and that would be a good consulting agreement for HP Inc. that's in their wheelhouse. But HPE got that deal, and HP Inc. is left out in the cold. We said a few weeks ago that Microsoft's introduction of their Surface laptop, a premium laptop that's competing directly with Apple, cuts out the distribution partners like Dell, like Lenovo, like HP Inc. So now there's a consulting deal and HPE gets it and not HP Inc. Pay attention to that. Something's going on there. The king of the partnerships is IBM. Every single week I read about how IBM is partnering with some other company to introduce some other product, some other functionality, some other press release, somehow, some way. Even on a slow news week, I'm reading that IBM is partnering with NVIDIA to speed up Watson with their CPU cycles, even though they're making their own CPUs and chips. They're still partnering with NVIDIA for something to improve Watson speed. Now they're on the outs with Intel because they just announced a strategic partnership with, I don't even know how to pronounce this company, Xilinx, X-I-L-I-N-X, Xilinx, I'm going with Xilinx. So they have a partnership with Xilinx to take on Intel. It's a multi-year agreement through the Open Power Foundation. And it's to power processors and promote IBM product. Two little announcements that you wouldn't even pay attention to, but they're happening every week. They had a partnership with Box a few months ago for the cloud. They're partnering with Docker to do containers. They had the previous partnership with the Weather Channel before they bought the weather company. So is that how this works? You start a partnership with a company. You sample each other's products. You cross-promote. And maybe if things are going well, you just buy them. And if things don't go well, it's the end of the partnership. Tech is an interesting place. Your competitor yesterday is your buddy today, which seems to be the case with Oracle. Oracle always seems to have frenemies. IBM is making friends every day. They're trying. They're trying to make something happen for themselves. I want to get back to HP for one second. Information starting to come out about the performance of both companies and also Hewlett-Packard's last quarter. They were down 9% in their final quarter as a company, as a whole company. Post-split, it looks like HPE is okay. Okay is the right word. Not great, but okay. But Inc. is down 13% over concerns in the printer space. I'm a little worried about HP Inc. I feel like they were set up not to be as successful as the other company. I feel like they were maybe set up to be an acquisition target or forced to merge with another company. Other people that I respect their opinions have said they're actually the company that's going to do better. They're set up for more success. I'm worried about the market conditions. I think the concept of print is declining. And I say that if you're someone who runs a print department or is responsible for buying printers in your company, you're probably shaking your head and saying, no way, Joey. But I think as a whole, as a trend, we are definitely not printing out as much as we used to. You remember when people used to print out like MapQuest directions? Well, we don't do that anymore. Yes, that is a weird example to use. I think we're less dependent on our printers. I don't print anything in my house anymore. And I try not to print anything at work if I can avoid it. So I think culturally, we will continually print less. And then you combine that with, I'm really unsure what Microsoft is going to do with their partners. Is it going to happen immediately? No. But if they want a concise Windows experience, they're most likely going to have to develop the machines themselves. They have gained success and positive feedback with the Surface platform. I think they are going to continue that. I truly think that they are going to slowly weed out Lenovo, Dell, HP, Acer. There's going to be less people partnering to provide Windows products, and they're going to directly distribute the machines. And they'll also probably, if I'm guessing, start to have do what Android's doing or what Google's doing with Android, where you have the Nexus line, where there's a couple of different suppliers that makes a hand-picked device with their operating system, but it's completely under the control of Microsoft. So it'll be a very specific device, very specifically engineered, and those will be promoted as the premium or the flagship products, which is now going to force a third proper operating system. And we know Linux is out there, and Linux is good, and I'm running it on a couple machines in my house right now. But there's going to be custom distributions with Linux, and which is going to have to force an ecosystem of software. Which gets back into the whole cloud conversation, because you don't need software if you can just run something on a web browser. Okay, and I guess it's time to talk about Dell now. It's so interesting. I've never talked about Dell. The minute I start this podcast, this whole thing goes down with Dell and EMC. And I have been watching it because I find it fascinating, and it's an endless source of information about how these companies work. The big news of the last 2 weeks with Dell and EMC and the merger. First, it seems like Michael Dell, is giving indications that he doesn't want to do a sell-off. But he's very coy with his words, because the headlines are, Michael Dell says no to sell-off. But what he really said, or what he specifically said, was he wasn't selling off EMC product. So he says he's going to keep EMC together, but he makes no mention of what he's going to keep of his own company, which goes back to the conversations that we had a few weeks ago. Quest and some of the other product bases of Dell, I think, are going to get sold off to help pay down the target of $10 billion of debt initially. Another major part of paying down that $10 billion target was Virtuous Dream, which is the company that VMware and EMC were going in and starting prior to the acquisition. They seem to think that there is some financial engineering that can go down to allow them to extract cash to pay down debt. But VMware stockholders, which is coming out this week, are very much against VMware's participation in Virtuous Dream because of the hit in the VMware stock that has occurred since the announcement of the acquisition. And it sounds like, and this is just a rumor, that Dell is going to concede to the stockholders and they're going to pull back the direct involvement or really reduce the 50-50 split between EMC and VMware, lessen VMware's stake, if not completely eliminate it, and make the primary stakeholder EMC. I don't know how that impacts the financial engineering of paying down the debt. The thing to take note of is that VMware stockholders are not pleased at the moment and are becoming very vocal about their unhappiness. Just like your Uncle Stan, who's complaining about the dry turkey and the lack of gravy at the Thanksgiving table. And I think that's a pretty good summary of what's been happening over the last 2 weeks. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next week.